Now, we can all appreciate a mural or a sculpture that brightens up a dull office block or government building. Art does play an important role in the community, but would you look at art the same way if you knew the money had come partly from an emergency services levy, which DFES says goes towards providing emergency services to the community? A government tender recently called for artists to create work for the new Coburn Career Fire Station, with a budget of nearly $70,000 coming from the funds raised by the emergency services levy. Now, the recently built Vincent Fire Station was completely funded by the levy, including a public artwork budget of more than $50,000. Now, this is because of the WA government's long-standing percent for art scheme, which requires up to 1% of the construction budget for new public buildings, costing over $2 million, to be spent on artwork. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 1300 222 720. Whether new fire stations should be exempt from that requirement. Darren Brown is the Executive Officer at the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Damien.
What do you think of this situation? Is it acceptable the way it is now?
In short, no. Look, the Association absolutely supports public art and believes that the state government has a definite role in funding public artworks. But the emergency services levy is paid by mums and dads as part of their local council rates, and it is very clearly thought to be a payment. It's actually very well supported among the community because mums and dads out there believe that the emergency services levy goes to frontline services, and I don't think anybody could possibly argue that art is a frontline emergency service.
The Emergency Services Minister, though, has been clear that the scheme doesn't mean that money has been taken away from firefighting resources. He's given us a statement, Fran Logan, saying supporting artworks by WA artists at public buildings has been a bipartisan policy for 30 years. There are no bushfire brigades or other emergency services groups or units missing out on funding because of this 1% investment in artworks. Why doesn't that satisfy you, that explanation?
Well, there's two things there. Let's separate the issue. First is the percent for art scheme is, as a taxpayer, I'm very happy that state government and federal government invest in the arts. So there's absolutely no issue with funding being provided from state government for artwork and particularly public art. So separating that out, we do support that. The issue isn't whether there's art or no art. The issue is absolutely whether the art that comes from the state government or is funded by state government comes out of a levy that landowners in West Australia, ratepayers, are told is specifically for frontline fire and emergency services. I'm surprised that in your online article this morning I had a read and noticed the United Firefighters Union was saying that how the government spent its money is up to it. But they're on the record in the last couple of weeks many times calling for more funding for paid firefighters. The line that regularly comes out of the United Firefighters Union is that there's not enough money being spent on paid firefighting services. So for anybody to suggest that the $100,000 out of the ESL couldn't be spent on other frontline services, we certainly have an issue with that, and clearly the United Firefighters Union does too.
Is it just kind of a matter of saying where the funding is coming from, though? Because, if you take the money from the emergency services levy, you put it towards building a new, say, career fire station, certainly the point you make is correct in that, some of that money, if it's used for the construction of that building and it's more than $2 million, does have to be spent on public art. But let's say the government finds the money elsewhere. They find it from consolidated revenue. Then the money is coming from a different bucket, but still from the overall budget. Would the same concerns apply from you in that situation?
No, not at all. The emergency services levy is a special hypothecated levy that every landowner, every ratepayer in Western Australia is told is collected specifically and only for frontline emergency fire and emergency services. Now, on that basis, we all reluctantly, but tolerate paying that as part of our annual local government rates. It's not general tax. It's a special levy that is sold as payment for fire and emergency services, frontline services. If the Department of Arts would like to fund artwork at a fire and rescue station, or Treasury would like to out of general consolidated revenue, that's fine. Or if we want to explain to mums and dads that the emergency services levy isn't just for frontline services, that's fine by us as well. But at the moment, our policy is the emergency services levy is a special hypothecated levy sold on the basis of being collected specifically for frontline services, and artwork is not a frontline service. So we're very happy for the artwork to be paid for out of state revenue, just not a fund that is sold as frontline fire and rescue, fire and emergency services.
Thank you very much. Darren Brown, the Executive Officer of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. As he mentioned, Rhiannon Shine, our reporter, has a piece online right now, news.abc.net.au, to check it out. You can also catch it on the 7 o'clock news bulletin tonight on the TV.